Purim's already in the air, Rabosai. You can feel it. We're in the sugyas of Emunas Chachamim, and B'siyata D'shmaya, we'll see how these things are tied together. It always works this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moving us from one sugya to the next, and we'll see. B'siyata D'shmaya. But we've been talking about the Gemara in Shabbos, an amazing Gemara. Somebody, a thinking person, can't help but be amazed from this Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim. If the Rishonim were like Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim, we're like people. Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, if they were like people, Anu Kichamayrim. We're like donkeys. V'lo Kichamayrim Shal Rav Chanina Ben Dosa V'shal Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Not like the Heilige donkeys of Rav Chanina Ben Dosa and Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, but like plain old donkeys. And this is difficult. We've been trying to shtag about the godless of the Rishonim, but I think Bezalel Bri asked me this question last time. He said, you know, we're very nice, we're working on Emunas Chacham and the greatness of the Rishonim, but like, where does this put me in all this? What am I, you know, how many weeks are we going to talk about being donkeys? How many weeks? You're a donkey this week, you're a donkey next week, right? This is not very good for PR. And it's not very good for us to be sitting here. Maybe we should just all take a vacation if we're chamoyrim. You know, we've been talking about the Rambam, Rashi, the Ramban, the Balei Tosfos, right? But we're donkeys! Right? Not a great selling point. And Chazal knew what they were doing. If Chazal wanted us to think about being like donkeys, then there would be a lot of stiras in different places in Chazal. Chazal tell us, Chayev Adam Loimar, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The world was created for me. The world was created for donkeys. Right? It even means you. Wait, if I'm a donkey, so wow, donkeys are chashuv. I gotta buy a donkey. Right? What's going on over here? Bishvili, me here in Ikvasa de Meshicha, in the last generation. You know how pathetic our generation is? Very pathetic. These Tanoim, we're talking about being like donkeys, as opposed to earlier generations. The Amoraim, we're talking about being like donkeys. What are we? We're not donkeys. We're chopped liver, right? I never understood that, chopped liver. I love chopped liver. Wait, what am I, chopped liver? I guess it's not a Jewish type of expression. Chopped liver is very exciting. We're chopped liver! No, we're not even chopped liver, guys. We are not chopped liver, we're not herring. We are maybe little creepy crawly scutzim veramusim, little contaminated bugs and weasels, right? This is not great for us. You know, it's not exactly we can go home tonight and go, Rabbi Stark really made me feel great today, right? What's going on? In Ikvasa de Meshicha, it says in Chazal, every base vad will turn into a base znus, right? Even the yeshivas will turn into a base znus. Kol beis vad l'znus, right? That's what it says. Beis vad l'znus, right? Mem tes amud beis, and it's a mishnah. Every beis vad yil is nus. I don't know if Chazal at the time when you're reading the mishnah, you don't know what it's talking about. Today we know what it's talking about. Every yeshiva is a place of znus. The answer is yes, right? You can carry znus in your pocket. In every yeshiva, there's a problem of znus today. Can you imagine? This is the first time in history that in yeshivas, there's a problem of znus. Can you imagine? This is a raya that turns min hashamayim. In the yeshiva, it says every base svad will have a problem of znus. And I tell you, people come from different yeshivas to tell me. People from the fanciest yeshivas that are around. And there are issues of znus in yeshivas. Not in our yeshiva, but Baruch Hashem. Everyone, all the losers have to go to Game Zone, not yeshiva, right? To travel out there, go to Game Zone, that spooky place from, you know, till 6 in the morning. And you're looking at all these weirdos that are like, what am I doing here, right? Baruch Hashem, we don't have this problem here. People, let them go to Game Zone, right? Every base vad is lesnus. What in the world? We're not even like donkeys, right? We have yeshivas and there's nus all over the place. What's going on? So we have to understand what's happening over here. We have to understand, if a person wants to be a donkey, he's in terrible danger. He'll act like a donkey. He will act like a donkey. Right? You know who's a donkey? It says in Chazal, I'm sure you know the drasha. What are avadim? Am hadoim lechamor, right? Servants are doim lechamor. They're like donkeys. And Chazal tells us in Gittin, avda behefkeira nichale. Avadim love schmutz. They love to be in the sewer system. They love all the sleazy things in the world. If someone's a chamor, then, and that's the way they look at themselves, they're going to be behefkeira nichale. It can't be that that's what Chazal want from us. So what we're going to do over here, we might have to buckle our seatbelts because it's unbelievable what's going on over here. I am not going to be able to say any of my own chidushim over here. We have to read exactly what we saw from G'dayle Olam in this sugya, from Chazal all the way down to G'dayle Mashkichim. Unbelievable. What is going on in our generation? It's mamish the opposite. And it's scary how much the opposite, how great our generation is. Donkeys, maybe, but beautiful ones, we'll see. Says in Koheles Rabbah, this is one of the most, if you could have a favorite medrash, this should be from the top 10, maybe the top 5. I don't know if you're allowed to have a favorite medrash. Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Vamri Lo B'Shem Rav Adar Bar Chunya, Yiyah Beinecha Dor Sheba Kedor Shehalach. The generation after should be like the generation before. Shelo Tomar, you should not say the following thing. Listen to what the Medrash says you're not allowed to say. Ilu haya Rabbi Akiva Kayam, hayisi kara lefanav. If I could only learn by Rabbi Akiva. Ah, what a beautiful daydream. Wouldn't you love to have such a daydream? It's a very holy daydream. No, you're not allowed to have such a daydream. Ilu haya Rabbi Zeira v'Rab Yochanan Kayamim. If only I lived in the days of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zeira. Hayisi Sholofneim. I'm being their base medrash, learning. Ah. Ela dor shebab yamecha. V'chacham shebi yamecha. Kidor shehalach. There's no difference between Rabbi Akiva and your generation. What? Yeah, no difference. Okay, the medrash continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ksive Hashem asher osas moishev es arayim. And it lists Moshe and Aaron and all the others, Yerubal, Yiftach, Shmuel, Yerubal being Gidon, Yerubal the Gidon. These are hundreds of years difference between them, right? Moshe and Aaron, and then all the way down to Gidon and Yiftach, Shmuel. Why are they being bunched together? You know, you have this all-star team, right? And then you put in the people who are much, much lower, and it's true that they're Malachi Hashem, but listen to what the Medrash says. Shloishei Kalei Olam. Three lightweights. Im Shloishei Gedolei Olam. You have heavyweights and you have lightweights, maybe welterweights. You have lightweights and heavyweights in the same pasuk. You can't put them in. Imagine you have somebody who's starting in a yeshiva day school league, you know, with somebody in the NBA, right? Not just somebody in the NBA. Somebody good. I'm really, Baruch Hashem, I don't know anything anymore. Somebody really good in the NBA. I'm not even going to pretend anymore. With Shloishei Gedolei Olam, Lilamdecha, Shebeis Dinoi Shel Yerubal, the Beis Din of Gidoin, Gadol V'Choshuv Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kebeis Dinoi Shel Moshe. It's as significant as the Beis Din of Moshe. Ubeis Dinoi Shel Shimshon Kebeis Dinoi Shel Aaron. There's no difference. Ubeis Dinoi Shel Yiftach Kebeis Dinoi Shel Shmuel. Lilam Decha, to teach you, Kol Mishim Mismane Parnas Aletzibur Afilu Kal Shebekalim. Even the lightest of weights in your generation, Harehu Ke'abir Shebabirim Shemishonim. He's the most phenomenal in the earlier generations. And it gets more. It gets worse. Yehoyada hanagid la'aron. Yehoyada was above Aaron. V'chi Yehoyada hayanagid la'aron. Is it possible? Ella! I'm not saying this. Anyone who accuses me of saying this can look this up. I'm not making up what I'm about to tell you. Ilu haya Aaron koyam bidurish el Yehoyada. Aaron HaKohen. None other. If he was in the door of Yehoyada, Yehoyada hayagadol mimenu b'shaita, Yehoyada would have been greater than Aaron. Aaron, if you would take a time machine and bring him into the door of Yehoyada, who would be greater? Yehoyada. This is against everything we've been working on for weeks. Everything we've been working on for weeks, Rabosai. It says in this medrash that we are, the further you get, the greater you get. Not just that you're good and you're on the starting team, but guess what? You're the most valuable player. That if you can transport Aaron down to the door of Yehoyada, and it works in each generation, that you would be greater. You would be greater. This requires serious explanation, because no one will tell us that Aaron was not light years above Yehoyada. Light years above in understanding. Light years above in prophecy. In all areas. How could it be? How could it be? And yet that's what the Medrash says. So again, we're going to go slow. We're going to go slow. We're going to go slow. Rav Yerucham of Mir in Das Torah Parsha Shlach brings this Medrash. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says like this. Life is not about results. Life is not about results. Right? A person tries. He puts in effort. Results? We can't decide what our results are going to be. We can only try and try and try and try. Now, says Rav Yerucham, you know how hard it is to become a Yehoyada so many years after Matan Torah? To become a Yehoyada, how much work you have to do, how many nisyonis there are to become a great man with all of the tuma over there in that generation? More work than Aaron HaKohen had to do in his generation. Yehoyada worked harder. It's true that compared to Aaron HaKohen, he was, perhaps we could use the word, I don't want to say the word chamor, but Chazal used that word. Perhaps in comparison to the greatness that was achieved, to the Gilui Matsumim that Aaron HaKohen had. But that's not the greatness of a man. The definition of a greatness of a man, like the Maseilas Yesharim says, is La'amod b'nisayon, to overcome difficulties. And if there's somebody who worked harder, it doesn't matter how little he is. He is greater. And I'm going to tell you something absolutely scary that Rav Yerucham writes over here. And this is one of the most wild things that I've ever seen. And after you hear what I'm about to say, you'll also say this is one of the most wild things you've ever heard. Listen to this. Rav Yerucham says the greatness of a man has nothing to do with what he's achieved, but how hard he works. And then he says that imagine now, he's talking about Mir, okay? Mir, 100 years ago, right? Mir. What were the nisyonos in Mir? He says, terrible, terrible nisyonos. You know what the nisyonos were in Mir? Russian literature. Ooh, wow, I really want to learn some Tolstoy right now. Oh, it's hard to learn Abai and Rav. I want to run to my Kierkegaard. What in the world is going on? But that was the Nisayon back then. These were big people, so they used to use their brains, and they even had Nisyonis with their brains. That was their Nisyonis, and that was awesome. Awesome Nisyonis. And there was Haskalah, Rabosai. Haskalah was very, very powerful. People were trying to undermine Yiddishkeit. And Rav Yerucham says how hard it is to be a ben yeshiva in this time when people are being mocked by the outside. And he says the following thing. I'm reading it inside. No one can accuse me of making this up. You can look it up later. Ben yeshiva kayoim. A ben yeshiva today. He does not say the top of the yeshiva. He says somebody who's enrolled in yeshiva. Hamisyageya heitev al teirasim shel gedolim. He's schwitzing and killing himself over the Torah of the earlier generations. Asher mi derish alifnim alifnim alifnim. Hundreds of years before. V'im kol yigiyaso adayin eino omid al dvar shosar gadol. After 5 hours of sitting in front of the thing, you have no clue what the man was talking about. This Adam Gadol, it could be a Rashba, it could be a Ritva, it could be a Reb Chaim, it could be a Briskerov. No clue. No clue. Avol sof kol sof, hold on to your seats. But sof kol sof, yitachin v'hinhu yoser gadol min osa gadol atmo. It could be that this bachar, who can't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger, is greater than Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? What does that mean? So maybe he says it's only possible. That's what he just said. It's possible. Watch this. He goes like this. Be'emes, I wish I was in the room when he said this. This is unbelievable. Be'emes ki ein safek b'zeh. He goes, I have no doubt that this yeshiva bachur is greater than Rabbi Akiva Eiger, than the Rashba, than the Ritva. Ela she'ief sher ledaber al zeh kol kach, but I don't want to speak about it too much. I'm worried that the entire Mir Yeshiva will become arrogant from this. Ulam halo vaday kein hu adavar. It is absolutely true. B'choyshech noira kazeh. In such great darkness, asher lo yodim anachnu masher anachnu achas b'dareinu anu yichol lifol malarash. In this terrible darkness, we can come out on top. Amazing. Because the Yisoid HaDvarim is working and becoming. And in the darker times, it's an enormous, enormous Nisayan. Enormous Nisayan. And the Arizal, Rabosai, spoke to Rav Chaim Vital. This is in Shivchei Rav Chaim Vital. Pamachas Sha'alti, this is 500 years ago in Tzvat. Pamachas, the Arizal, as we know, was Megala, all of the Kabbalah. It was like a form of Gilui of Torah Moshe Rabbeinu 500 years ago, things that have never been seen in Klal Yisrael. And all the way until 500 years ago, a little Matan Torah took place. Not a little one. Pamacha Shalti, Rav Chaim Vital asked, Eich haya omer li shenafshi hu mayla kokach. Rav Chaim Vital asked the Arizal, why did you pick me as your Talmud? You, the Arizal. The Arizal was somebody that was not from any generation that we could ever imagine. He sort of plopped in 500 years ago, but his neshama was all the way there at Har Sinai. Why did you choose me? Hare katan shebedoros harishonim hayatzadik v'chosid she'in ani magi alekvai. A little teeny, I don't want to use the word squirt in that door, but in our door it would be a squirt. Shebedoros harishonim hayutzadik v'chosid she'in ani magi alekvai. I don't come to the heels of the lowest person in an earlier generation. And the Arizal wasn't cholik on him. He was saying good. Rav Chaim Vital knew what he was saying. It wasn't false humility. He pashut knew what he was saying. He was right. Vayomer, he said to him, ki gidulas hanefesh. This is what the Arizal said back. The greatness of a nefesh, einot suya kifi maisa adam, rak kifi azman vahadorahu. You should know that it's all the issue of the generation. It has nothing to do with comparing to earlier generations. A trivial and insignificant act of Kedusha in this door. Shakul kikama mitzvahs midaris rishonim. Counts like so much of the earlier doris ikur avoida. Ki bidoros ha'elu haklipa gleveris. In this generation, 500 years ago in Tzfat, by the way, when the Arizal was there, you know who else was there? Rav Yosef Cairo. You didn't have to look up the Shulchan Aruch. You can knock on his door. And there was so much Tuma at this time. So much Tuma, right? I would love to live in such Tuma. Right? I should be careful. I don't know what Nisyanas they had. But Lamaisa. Ki Maisa Katan Ma'od is Shava Kama Maisa. Ki elu aklipa goveres ma'od ma'odan in kates ma she'ein kein bedoros harishonim. Watch this. The ilu says the Arizal about Rav Chaim Vital. Ilu hayisa ba'osan doros. If you Rav Chaim Vital were in those doros, hayu ma'asecha v'chach ma'asecha nifloim mikamet tzidukim harishonim psakadim harishonim. You'd be on the top of so many of the greats of the earlier generations. Forget the small ones. Asher al kain shalot styles the cloud. Don't worry at all that you're my Talmud who's going to reveal the Chachmas HaEmes in the Welt, because you're quite worthy. Your small actions in this very, very difficult door makes you enormous. Enormous. And now, for somebody even more close to our hearts, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Oilam. Shar Beis Perek Yud Beis. Chelek Beis Perek Yud Beis. He asks a question. He says, "Hine yadua sheiftiach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael asid lavash yiskul kulam lilma tarim bepisha Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma." We know that Klal Yisrael is going to reach a level to hear the Torah from Hashem's mouth, kiviyachol, like we were zoche in Har Sinai to Anoichi v'lo yilecha. Ukemoish amru Chazal v'yisku kulam lahasig hasaga gedayla atchu kulam b'madreges neviim. Everybody's going to become a prophet when Mashiach comes. Everyone who's zoche, that is, right? He says, "B'churu l'fize kasha kushi gedayla." There's a big kasha, he says. Hashem doesn't give out freebies. Adarabba, the whole purpose of life is to work hard. Is to work hard. So that you're not embarrassed. There's something called Nahama Dikisufa, which is the bread of embarrassment. Hashem makes us earn our way to Olam Haba. That's why it's difficult. He says, could it be that Hashem's going to give this last generation, who's so far, a freebie? We're not even going to feel good about it, he says, because we didn't deserve it. And how could this generation, ki yadua shemadriga seinu ad madrigas harif baharambam? If you would compare us to just the Rif and the Rambam, forget Nevi'im, v'domeim kama meos milus, we're hundreds of levels different than them. V'chein mehem ad madrigas tanoim, and hundreds of levels, of, they were different than the tanoim. V'chein mina tanoim ad madrigas anshenikines and gedoyla, rachok me'od me'od. V'chein ad madrigas Nevi'im, rachok ad me'od. We're millions of madrigas away. How could it be that in this generation, which should happen very soon, Bekar of Mamish, we're going to end up being like Nevi'im? He says, if we lived for thousands of years, lu yichya adam alfei shnin, thousands of years, lo yitza min derech Hashem, without veering from the derech of Hashem, v'tarasso, yuvan adavar ki katanu adayin lischos b'din sh'yizkul mazregos nevuah, we'd still not be zocha to anywhere near this madrega of prophecy. What's going on? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. There are no freebies. He says, you know how hard it is to live in our generation? You know how hard it is to be from? He says, people were losing their jobs for Shabbos, and people were being mocked for being B'nai Torah. So many Nisyonis. He says, somebody who's from and an Erlich Yid learns Torah in the door of Ikvus of the Mashiach is roy to be a prophet. Not because of the fact that he's close to prophecy, because he worked! He became a great man. And perhaps he's greater. He's greater. The whole idea that we're like a chamor is only in our achievements, Rabosai, so that we understand that Rashi is a million times greater than us in his understanding. But it does not mean that we don't have a huge role in all of this, that we're not giants for fighting in this crazy generation. And Rav Yerucham in another place says this is the Yisod of Purim. This is the Yisod of Purim. Rav Yerucham in Maimer Mem Ches of Chelek Beis of Das Chacham Musar asks on the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches. The Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu mashekiblu kvar. Kiblu ha-Torah ha-Torah ba-Oynes. The original Kabbalah ha-Torah was ba-Oynes. Mikan moidor rabbalo raiso bimei Achashverosh kablu baratzen. In the time of Achashverosh, Mordechai and Esther, Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah again. And Rav Yerucham's very bothered. He says, you could compare these two generations. The generation of the Dor Dea of the Midbar first got the Torah. And who was mekabel the Torah again? After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in Shushan, the Purim story, we were Makabal. You know how low we were compared to the other generations? I mean, if you just look in Saita, when it talks about the difference between the people during the Beis HaMikdash and afterwards, lists and lists of differences. The Chachamim in this generation were like school teachers and less. Going down and down. What's the big deal? What's the big deal that happened in the Zman of Achashverosh that was so big? Says Rav Yerucham, no. He brings our Medrash, the Medrash in Kohelis Rabbah. He says that when you're Makabel the Torah with such light around you, with such Kedusha, That's one madrega. He says, but people who are in total choshech, total darkness, there's not one name of Hashem in the Megillah, he says. Rav Yerucham, we know that. But he says, you know what that means? How hard it was, where they were living, even the Nes, you can't see the name of Hashem. You're living with all the Ramazim to Shem Hashem, but there's total darkness. And you find Hashem, and find Hashem, and find Hashem. They were totally rejected. Do you know what it is to get kicked out of the Beis HaMikdash for the first time? Klal Yisrael, from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, were on such a high. Okay, they were marching through history, all the way through the Beis HaMikdash, right? 410 years, life was amazing. Can you imagine what it was to get kicked out finally? Total rejection. Keili, Keili, Lamas of Tani. It says in Ayelt HaShachar, the Mizmor of Esther. Why did you abandon me? Why did you abandon me? And Klal Yisrael didn't give up. They still kept at it. Pushed and pushed and pushed. Esther min HaTorah minayin, he brings. The Gemara says, where's the Makor for Esther? Esther min HaTorah minayin, Anochi Haster Aster Ponai, B'yomahu. I'll cover myself up. And Rav Yerucham says, that is the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim. The Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, what is Purim? Purim is a yontif of galus. It's the only yontif we have of galus. Right? The Hanukkah story was during the Beis HaMikdash. This is a yontif when we're out. When we're out. Purim has a connection with our door, Rabosai. Purim is the time when you're in darkness and you're still succeeding. You're still succeeding. How can people succeed in this door? People who succeed are great. You go into a shul today, right? A shul should be a place where you could daven, right? I remember one time I went into a shul. It was a very holy shul, a Hasidic shul, right? We start Shmona Esrei. Go in there. We're ready. We're ready. We're in a shul, right? All of a sudden, ki hir beisatai, let's say lie, right? There's a phone going off. Okay, fine. No problem. Then you have the shushers. Who I want to speak to these shushers. They're so... Like, they can't turn off the phone by shushing it. But they feel like, right? But once wasn't enough. Second time. Ki hir beisatai. Then right? The whole thing's going down. Six times. What happened? The poor guy had to go to the bathroom. Okay? His phone was sitting there. It was Sazam Sim. I'm like, Rabbona de Hayal Makula, what do you want from me? I went to shul today. Like, where am I supposed to go? Where am I supposed to go? Oyva voy to me when I was makabel on myself in New York City to look down in my Dalet Amos. To look down. Ah! You know what you find on the floor in New York City? Disgusting. You look upwards, who knows? There's going to be some like Goodyear blimp with some Rachmana Litzlan. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to help you. I came out of Penn Station. Penn Station. This was one major trip where, you know, it's like I meet the big world, you know? This is what happened. I'm in Penn Station. I come out, and I kid you not, I don't know what this poster was, but I can tell you it was at least 30 stories high. 30 stories high, and there was a little, you know, Pepsi or something on the bottom. And it was clear it was a woman the size of Og Melech HaBashan. Og Melech HaBashan. It was impossible not to see this lady. It was impossible. It was impossible. I knew there was a blue dress involved. That was it. I said to myself, I'm going to be the first of the millions of people in Penn Station not to see this thing. Not to see this thing. And it had nothing to do with Nisyonos and Shmir Seinahim. It's partial curiosity. How do you make a woman so large? So cool. I'm not looking. Every yeshiva bacher today is making decisions like this all day. The entire world, the base vad is lisnus. People who decide not to go to Game Zone are heroes, are going to become prophets. People who decide to take all images off of their iPhones are going to become prophets. They're mocked. What? Don't you show any self-control? Even parents are telling their children, don't you know how to exercise self-control? Don't I know how to exercise self-control? Maybe you should know how to become a parent. Since I'm 10 years old, I've been exposed to things that Goyim were not exposed to when I was a kid. When I was a kid, Goyim were not exposed to what yeshiva bachurim are exposed to. Do you know that Goyim thought it was immoral to see? In my generation, to see the things that yeshiva bachurim see have chas v'shalom ben nichshalin, it happens. Do you know that it was considered disgusting? It was very simple. Why? Because these things were in the back of comic book stores, and weird, ugly people who haven't showered in weeks were back there, and you're like, I don't want to be like that guy. And now, with these phones, you don't have to ask yourself who you are. People are doing chatayim before they even decided to do the aveira. It's already over. That's how fast this door is. And there's a gewaltige limud schus for people not to go to Gehenna. But you know what? People could become prophets. And people are becoming prophets. People are becoming amazingly great in this generation. In this generation, I don't need the Chafetz Chaim to tell me that a yeshiva bachur could become a prophet. It's pashut. But the people who are not capitalizing on this are fools. They're still in high school or earlier. They're still stuck in the schmutz. I was speaking to someone who, I'm telling you, if I would pick out, just like Eliyahu Hanavi, they asked him, who are going to be the Bnei Olam Haba? You always pick the top Bachram in Yeshiva. I get to speak to all the Bachram in Yeshiva. I have a top 10 list no one would ever pick out. No one would ever pick it out, except for me. You know how I define who's the greatest in Yeshiva? Who's going to become a prophet? And there are certain people who are totally not on the map in learning, but they're totally clean. That's my guy. And there are guys who are on the top of the Yeshiva in learning, and they're in a cesspool. It's not my guy. Because what does it mean to know how to learn a little bit in this door? You're a donkey with a kippah, right? But if you want to know who's going to become a prophet, it's the guy who's clean. It's the guy who's omed b'nisayon. That's what's going on in our generation. We're making history. The Purim story of our generation is this darkness. This is the final chapter of total darkness. This is where it's all happening. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing us diamonds and gold for free. It's so easy. Everyone who tells me that they were misgaber on this nisyonos, you know what they told me? They never realized they could be this happy. That's what they tell me. Not that they're so happy, they're so Jewish. They never realized they could feel so free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not out to get us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be matzliach. He wants what's best for us, Rabosai. And there's a lot of work over here. But there's work to be real. Why is it that there are people who send their children to yeshivas who have televisions in their bedrooms? Why? Why don't they want to be yidden? Why aren't they makabel the Torah in the darkness? Yes, everybody has these things. Why are people gazing at things that degenerates look at? Because it's available. Why? They could be makabel the Torah in the darkness. This is the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it all away. And the joke is on everyone else. You see how low they're becoming. You see how they're sinking. They're losing everything. And we're gaining. We should all be zeichet. Kimu v'kiblu mashal v'kiblu kfar. We should be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah properly from Purim.